Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Ruth. I'm calling from Thunder Bay, Ontario.
Hello there from Canada. Yeah. Go ahead.
We love you up here. It's great.
Thank you.
I'm calling about a fight I had with my boyfriend today.
Mm-hmm.
We've been going out for about 2.5 months and everything's been basically perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And we agreed a long time ago that we wouldn't do anything like, okay, we wouldn't go past a certain point. Like,
yes.
We fool around, but we don't go all the way.
Right.
And
you would hug and kiss, but you wouldn't have intercourse.
Yeah, well, a little more than that, but
more than that, like more touching.
Yeah.
Yes. Today and you both agreed.
Pardon me?
You both agreed.
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm.
And today he got a little carried away. So he told me before that if I didn't like what he was doing, to tell him to stop.
Good.
So I did. And he got kind of upset and he left the room. And afterwards, like, he wouldn't really talk about it. He just said, he can't trust himself and everything. And I said, well, does this mean we're going to end our relationship? He said, no. But he's just going to have to take it easy for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But when I called him tonight, he's still, like, he won't talk to me about it. And I'm kind of worried that, like, the relationship is going to change now.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was so nice before the way everything.
But look, you both decided, so you have to stick to it. Because you can't just go and have sex just because you want to keep the relationship.
I don't intend to.
Right, because then afterwards, if that relationship does not work out, you're going to be very upset.
Yeah.
So you just let him cool down a little bit and if he doesn't want to talk about it right now, don't talk about it.
Okay.
Talk about other things. Call him up and talk about something else. Talk about whatever other interests. What does he like to do?
Well, he works a lot, so he doesn't have time for much other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we never run out of conversation. I'm just afraid that, you know, he'll start acting really different now.
Yeah, but there's nothing you can do about it, you see, because you both decided, and that's what you would like, right?
Yes.
How old is he?
Pardon me?
How old is he?
He's 18.
And you?
17.
Yeah. Look, that's what you have decided. You must stick to it. Because otherwise you are going to lose your own self-respect and you're going to be very upset.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do something that you don't feel like doing.
Okay, I have one more question.
Go ahead.
Sometimes when we're fooling around, he complains of his pain.
Yes.
And like below his stomach, like someone hit him. And I was wondering if that's, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I tell you something. There is something when a man has repeated erections and does not ejaculate, it might become very painful.
That's what I thought.
Yes. So one of the things to do is to not pat so heavily, but to pat a little bit, and then hopefully he masturbates when he goes home.
Okay.
At home. But there is such a thing, right, Fred Zeller? There is such a thing as pain. I'm just checking, we're the only men around here, my engineer. There is such a thing as a penis becoming painful if there is a constant stimulation without release.
Okay.
But he can take care of that because he can go home and masturbate. Okay?
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.